driving on stormy nights can become so difficult that you may wish you had the eyes of a night creature, like an owl or a tarsier. What's a tarsier? Well, it's like a... Look, it doesn't matter. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades reduce blur and glare, clearing away rain, so you can drive even better than a tarsier, whatever that is. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Students in Serbia have been at the forefront of anti-government protests in an effort to spark reform, and their protests have already resulted in some significant changes. Joining me now to talk about this is Ingrid Herhama, a freelance journalist covering the Balkans. Ingrid, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to be here with you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, this goes back, the initial protests, to something that happened about 3 months ago.
Correct. Basically, there was a really terrible disaster in the city of Novi Sad, Serbia's second largest city, when a newly renovated part of the train station collapsed suddenly on the 1st of November, killing 15 people and wounding several more.
Now, as a result of that, people wondered how could a newly renovated building like this collapse on top of people, killing 15 and probably injuring more. And what was the explanation that people saw in this? Why did it happen?
Well, first it was grief, and then it was really anger. People really blamed the government. They say they did a really poor job in constructing the canopy, but also many blamed corruption and a lack of the rule of law in country. People were really angry at this terrible accident happening like that.
Now, when did the student protest then start? Immediately afterwards?
It was, I think, a little bit after, not long. I remember there being protests in the beginning of December. I think the real blockade happened around that time. So basically, students have blocked off their universities. They're sleeping there. University professors have stopped working. Don't pin me down on the exact timing, but it was pretty soon after the disaster. And now it's a full-scale crisis.
The fact that the students were protesting, I suppose student protest is not that unusual, but ordinary people have now allied themselves with the students.
Exactly, yes. There has been broad support from different actors in the Serbian community. So it's people like farmers, there's bikers, lawyers have started a strike now for a month. And also the parents of the students are more supportive. Of course, not everyone. And there remain those in the Serbian society that remain quite skeptical. The country has had several rounds of protests in the last few years. But yeah, it seems like the students are galvanizing much more support.
Now, who is the most powerful politician in Serbia? Is it the president or is it the prime minister?
It's most certainly the president. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the Prime Minister has resigned. Now we can presume he was forced to resign by the President in order to placate the protesters.
I would say that is what many of the students say. And they're actually in fact quite disappointed with these resignations. They kind of feel like it shows again that the President isn't respecting the rule of law and isn't letting institutions doing their job. So they want people to be charged and prosecuted for the train station disaster and not to be sacrificed by the president.
So did the president imagine that these protests would stop once Vucevic had resigned?
I'm not sure that he would have thought that, but I would say that the student protests, and particularly because the students had a march to the city of Novi Sad to march the 3 month anniversary of this disaster, it is galvanizing much more support. And I think the president definitely saw that as a concern. I'm not sure how concerned he really is, because of course there have been many protests before, and it's often very hard to keep momentum going.
Driving on stormy nights can become so difficult that you may wish you had the eyes of a night creature, like an owl or a tarsier. What's a tarsier? Well, it's like a... Look, it doesn't matter. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades reduce blur and glare, clearing away rain, so you can drive even better than a tarsier, whatever that is. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades.
Yeah.
So he hopes to wear them down.
I would say that could be one of the strategies, but at the same time right now, he will have to decide whether or not to call for elections or to find a new prime minister and you know, keep the government standing. But it is a trick that he has done in the past few years when protests becomes big to call for elections. Of course, the elections have been quite problematic. There has been political interference. And so the idea would then be that he would win again. I think the opposition at the moment also doesn't particularly want the president to call for elections, and the students themselves, I'm not quite sure what their take is on the election, but definitely, I would say it's a country to keep your eyes on at the moment.
Yeah, now the question of where the ruling party stands, I mean, are they pro-Russia? Because there is an appetite in Serbia to join the EU. But with this reputation for corruption and with a pro-Soviet or pro-Russian stance, the chances of joining the EU will be remote.
I think it's too easy to say that Serbia is pro-Russia. I think Serbia, and particularly the party in power, the SNS, really is good at balancing geopolitical influences for their own benefit. So it's either pro-Russia or pro-China or pro-EU whenever that benefits them. I think that it would be, of course, Serbia would like to join the EU. At the same time, there is the question of corruption. There is the question of the rule of law. But at the same time, the EU has also let Serbia down. Many citizens believe that they no longer believe that Serbia will ever join. It has been in the waiting chamber for a very long time. So I think it's quite a complex situation.
Mm. Now, the corruption that is thought to be at the heart of all of this, is there any objective measure of how corrupt Serbia is and where that corruption lies? I mean, is there a mafia that are benefiting? Are there politicians who are seen to be, you know, close to the vested interests who get to build these projects like the renovation of the station?
So I think scholars, of course, they have said that Serbia has grappled with endemic corruption. And a political scientist I spoke with from the Belgrade Center for Security Policy kind of describes it as the regime functions like a mafia, and that corruption is widespread. I would say in big infrastructure projects, corruption is often a problem. The GRECO and other European institutions are worried about the level of corruption. I guess I would.
Yeah, it's interesting that if the corruption is almost institutional, that this is the way the government functions and has functioned for quite some time, trying to dismantle that and give what the students are demanding, which is transparency and people operating within the rule of law. That kind of reform doesn't happen overnight.
No, and I think the students are very well aware of that. It's a big ask and probably a little bit of a nebulous ask as well, which is why some people criticize the students. They say their demands aren't formulated in a clear and actionable manner. But at the same time, the students are so incredibly fed up that they see no other way out. They think that the system can be changed and should be changed. And a student I spoke to from Novi Sad basically said, look, it's going to be years. It's not going to be months, but at least the students have learned how to step up and be together and fight against the regime.
I suppose the problem the students have is that they don't have leaders. I mean, this is part of their modus operandi. They decide they have a collective approach to everything. So there's no individual who stands up, which is probably good because they can't be thrown in jail by the regime if the leadership is amorphous, I suppose, and shapeless.
Exactly. It's deliberate. It's also to show, look, we are all of you. We don't have a leader. They're doing this fantastic process in the universities where they form plenums, like plenary sessions, and they have representatives and observers voting for every decision that is being made, which is like a mini democracy, and they say this is how it should be. So the fact that they don't have a leader, yes, makes it perhaps a little bit more difficult, but at the same time, it's democracy in action and protects the students from being attacked, singled out, and the movement being infiltrated and sabotaged by the government.
Well, we will keep an eye on what is going on in Serbia. One always suspects that when the exams are looming, that the students will kind of lose heart, but we shall see. Ingrid Hrama, thank you very much for joining us on the line.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
The night dark, the rain relentless, and yet you drive safely. Perhaps you have the eyes of a puma piercing the dark.
Wow.
Or a bullfrog seeing through the wetness, blurs and glares. Or could it be your Bosch Night Performance wiper blades wiping this whole time? So adapted to the dangers of driving on stormy nights, it's almost as if you are too. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance wiper blades.